Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Basic Workflow for Implementing Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Applications, Tools and Techniques in Generative AI in the Generative AI for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential steps for implementing generative AI, including the workflow from data collection to model training, the deployment of generative AI models, and a real-world example of implementation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the critical workflow for successfully integrating generative AI into projects, allowing you to enhance decision-making and optimize business processes. Main content steps from data collection to model training. The implementation of generative AI begins with data collection. It's vital to gather high-quality data that is relevant to your business objectives. This data can come from various sources, such as customer interactions, social media, or sales data. Once the data is collected, the next step is data pre-processing, which involves cleaning the data, handling missing values, and transforming it into a suitable format for analysis. After pre-processing, you will move on to feature extraction. This process involves identifying the most relevant variables that will help your model learn effectively. For instance, if you are building a generative model for customer feedback, features might include sentiment scores, frequency of keywords, or customer demographics. Once you have your features, it's time to select an appropriate model for training. Generative AI models can vary widely based on the complexity of the task. For example, if you're working on text generation, models like GPT-3 or BERT may be suitable. The model is then trained using the prepared data, iterating through cycles where it learns to generate outputs that mimic the patterns present in the input data. Deployment of generative AI models. After training your model, the next step is deployment, where your model is integrated into your business operations. This process can involve creating an API, application programming interface, that allows other applications to interact with your model seamlessly. Deployment also requires monitoring. It's important to track the model's performance in a live environment to ensure it meets business expectations and continues to learn from new data. This is where concepts like A/B testing come into play, allowing you to compare the performance of the new model against a baseline to determine its effectiveness. Furthermore, scalability is a key consideration during deployment. As your business grows, your AI model should be capable of handling increased data volumes and user requests without sacrificing performance. Cloud solutions often provide the flexibility needed for scaling, enabling businesses to adjust resources according to demand. Real-world example of implementation. Let's consider a hypothetical scenario involving a B2C company named No Name, which specializes in online retail. No Name aims to enhance its customer experience by implementing a generative AI model to personalize product recommendations. Data collection. No Name collects data from customer interactions on their website, including search queries, click patterns, and previous purchase history. Pre-processing. The data undergoes cleaning to remove duplicates and correct errors, followed by feature extraction to derive insights such as customer preferences and behavior patterns. Model training. The team selects a collaborative filtering model to analyze customer similarities and predict items that similar customers might be interested in. Deployment. No Name deploys the model as part of its online platform, allowing it to provide personalized recommendations in real time. The model is monitored for accuracy and is updated periodically with new customer data to improve its predictions. Through this implementation, No Name successfully enhances the online shopping experience, leading to increased customer satisfaction and higher sales. Conversion rates. Conclusion. In this lesson, we discussed the fundamental workflow for implementing generative AI, from data collection through model training to deployment. You learned how to prepare data effectively, select the right models, and ensure successful deployment aligned with business goals. These insights can help you leverage generative AI to optimize your operations and drive innovation. Reflection questions. How would you approach data collection for a specific project in your business? What considerations would you take into account when deploying a generative AI model in your organization? Reflect on a time when you had to adapt a process based on performance feedback. How might that experience inform your approach to deploying AI models?